Wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
It's time for another edition of Listener Court here on the Wake Up Call. This is where we ask Wake Up Call listeners to be the jury. We present the problem, and you decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. This morning, we have brother and sister Jessica and Ken. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Jessica and Ken, they frequently watch each other's kids. A few weeks ago, Ken brought his daughter and nephew Tyler to the mall because he needed to return something to Pottery Barn. And while they were there, Tyler was running around, touching everything, and ended up knocking over a glass lamp. And Ken had to pay for it. So now, Ken, you're asking Jessica to pay you back because the lamp was $279.
Yeesh.
And Jessica says that none of this would have happened if Ken had been keeping an eye on Tyler. So we need to find out today if Jessica is guilty and needs to pay Ken back for the lamp, or not guilty because Ken wasn't keeping an eye on the kids. Gavin, you're going to be representing Jessica. Katie, you're going to be representing Ken. Listener Court is now in session. I'd like to call Ken to the stand. Yes. Katie, you may question the plaintiff.
Thank you so much, Ken. Your daughter was there in the store with you along with your nephew, correct?
Yes, she was.
Did your daughter break anything?
No, she did not.
And let me ask you this, Ken. If your precious angel, if she broke something, which we know wouldn't happen, and your sister had to pay for it, would you pay your sister back for your kid breaking something?
Absolutely, yeah, because okay. That is my responsibility and my child.
That is right. Okay, thank you. No further questions.
All right, thank you, Katie. Gavin?
Hello, Ken. First question, picking up right where we left off. Has that situation ever come up before?
No, it has not.
No, it has not. So we're going on the assumption, on your word, that you would do that.
Objection, Your Honor. I'd like to remind the jury that my client is under oath, so we can take his word for it.
I'll allow it.
While you were at this store, how long would you say you were at the counter trying to do whatever you were doing?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 10 minutes is an awful long time. Especially, do we know how old Tyler is?
Yes, we do. He is 7 years old.
7 years old. Okay. 7 years old, 10 minutes. I guess that is right around the limit for what you can take your eyes off of him. But do you know, though, that Tyler has a tendency to be a little active?
No more than any other child.
Okay,
yes.
So you do know. So that going into this situation, you knew it may not have been the best idea.
No.
You did not know that.
When we went to the store, I assumed that Tyler would know better, especially being around the influence of my daughter.
Mm.
And how old is your daughter?
My daughter is also 7.
She's 7 also?
Yes.
Well, girls are more mature than boys, especially at a young age. Okay, no further questions.
All right, thank you, Ken. You may step down. I'd like to call Jessica to the stand for questioning. Gavin?
Hello, Jessica. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I imagine that was a difficult moment, having to sit there and listen to the uncle of your child basically badmouth.
Okay, objection. There was no badmouthing. He was just answering questions.
No badmouthing. Go ahead, Gavin.
Jessica, is what Ken said true about your son?
Tyler has a lot of energy.
Okay.
He does.
But he's a boy.
He is a boy. But Ken is a parent. I would hope that Ken would be a mature man when he is with my child, who has a lot of energy. But what other 7-year-old son doesn't have a lot of energy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ken, being the sole parent in this scenario, should have been keeping an eye on, yes, his daughter Maddie, as well as his nephew, my son Tyler.
Jessica, I couldn't have put it better myself. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Katie?
Are you under the impression that every 7-year-old boy has broken something of value?
I would say most, yes.
Okay. Oh, most. Okay. So should no parent have to pay for something that their kid breaks?
In this case, I should not. No.
You should
not. With
okay.
Ken.
And mm-hmm. And your brother was watching your son as a favor to you, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. You may step down. Closing arguments, Katie?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what we have here is classic projection. I think that Jessica knows that her son maybe hasn't been taught some proper life skills so that he knows when he's in a store, he needs to be careful around nice things. I think she is taking this personally and wants to punish her brother and make this his fault because of her own shortcomings as a parent. That is
all. Wow. Oh, my God.
Okay. Thank you, Katie. Gavin?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, when you have a child and you entrust somebody to watch your child, you think that that includes watching your child. And I would imagine taking your eyes off of them, letting them fend for themselves, even for a mere 10 minutes, is negligence on the person that you trusted with that child. Thank God Tyler wasn't hurt. I think that that is outrageous and almost unforgivable on a moral level.
Wow, okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, counselors. We now leave the verdict up to the jury. This would be you, Wake Up Call listeners. Now that you've heard both sides, you can text guilty or not guilty to 73389. Let us know, is Jessica guilty and needs to pay Ken back for the lamp that was broke by her son, or is she not guilty because Ken wasn't keeping an eye on the kids? Text guilty or not guilty right now to 73389. We'll play one song and come back with the verdict next. Listener Court on the Wake Up Call.